Welcome back, everybody, to Yomi Tirp Daf Chav Gimel Rav 23a, and we are on the very bottom by the Mishnah on Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis. Says the Mishnah, Ha'usas Ukas Rosh HaGalah. So if someone makes his sukkah on top of a wagon, Ober Rosh HaSfina, or on top of a ship, Chair it is going to be kosher, Va'olin La B'Yom Tov, and you are allowed to go up on it on Yom Tov. The reason why this is mentioned is because of later in the Mishnah, where we are going to see things where you are not allowed to go on them on Yom Tov, so really this doesn't seem to mean much according to Rashi. Next, Rosh HaIlan, if someone makes his sukkah on top of a tree, O'al Gabe Gama, or on the back of a camel, Kshera, Ve'in Olin La Yom Tov. So it's a kosher sukkah, but you're not allowed to go into it on Yom Tov because we're afraid you're going to go and start plucking from the trees, and that's going to be a problem. Shtayim, but Ilan v'achas bidei adam. Now, let's say you have two walls of a sukkah that are in a tree, and one is man-made. So basically, the case is a situation where you have like a treehouse type thing, and you have two of these walls that you've made, and then the third wall is on the ground, and it goes all the way up to go and fill in the walls of the sukkah, and then you put tzlach on top of those walls, so it's all the way leaning on the ground. So if you have that type of case, or oshtayim bidei adam achas ba'ilan, or if you have two man-made walls and one of them is from a tree, kshera ve'in olin la b'yantiv. So it's a kasher sukkah again, but you're not allowed to go into it on yantiv. The same idea that you can't put your weight on a tree because then we're afraid there's going to be this gzera that lest you go and pluck something from the tree. Shalosh bidei adam achas ba'ilan, even though you only really need three walls for a sukkah, but if you had four and you had three that were man-made and one that was from the tree, there kshera ve'olin la b'yantiv. In that situation, it's going to be a valid sukkah, and also you're allowed to go into it on yantiv because you're not dependent on the sukkah walls from the tree itself. So comes the Mishnah and says this rule explicitly. This is the general rule. Kol she'inat tela ilan. And there's a situation where the tree would be removed, v'yichol olam would with ne'atzma, and the sukkah could still independently stand by itself without the support of the tree. Kshira va'olam labiyantif. Then the sukkah is valid, it's kosher, and you are allowed to go into it on yantif. So now comes the Gemara and analyzes the Mishnah. So Mani Mastizen, who's the author of our Mishnah when we said that the sukkah built on top of a ship is going to be kosher? So Rabbi Akiva, this is the author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. The Tanya, how do we know this? Because it says in the Braisa, Osis Ukas Barosh HaSfina, that if someone makes a sukkah on top of a ship, Ram Gamliel pulls up. Ram Gamliel says that it's going to be possible. Rabbi Akiva Machshir, Rabbi Akiva says it's going to be good. Maisa Ram Gamliel, Rabbi Akiva once happened with Ram Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva, Shayu Bayim Basfina, that they were traveling on a ship during Sukkis. Amar Rabbi Akiva Vasa Sukkah Barosh HaSfina. So Rabbi Akiva went up and made a sukkah on top of the ship. Lamachar Nashva Ruach Vakarta. And the next day a wind blew and toppled over the sukkah. Amar Lo Ram Gamliel. So Ram Gamliel said to him, Akiva Hechan Sukkasla, where's your sukkah? We see from here that Rabbi Akiva did go and build the sukkah. Ram Gamliel didn't go and do it. It's a big discussion in the Rishonim and the Achron. What did Ram Gamliel do? Not for us right now, but we see that Rabbi Akiva again is of the opinion that you are allowed to go and build a sukkah. Build such a sukkah, and Rabbi Gamliel is not. So comes and qualifies this whole machlokas. Says Amar Abaye, Abaye says Dukuyama. Both Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva agree. Hechadeni cholamud burach metzuyah de'abasha. That in a situation where the sukkah is so flimsy that it can't withstand even a ruach metzuyah, a normal wind. It would be a normal like land wind, the abasha of like something that we would have on land, lo klumi, then this is not going to be a good sukkah at all, it's too flimsy. On the other hand, if it's sturdy enough, if it's so sturdy that it's able to withstand an unusually large ground wind, everyone agrees in that situation that it's going to be kosher. So when's the machlokas? Where do they argue? They argue in a situation where it can withstand a usual land wind, but the iniyachol lamod, the Bach changes it to Beruach Mitzuya de Yam, but it's not able to go and stand to withstand a Ruach Mitzuya Bayam, which is a more intense type of wind, because in the sea it's more windy. So a more intense type of wind where it's in this middle category. Ram Gamliel Savar Sukkah Diras Keva Binan. So Ram Gamliel says that the sukkah, we need to have a Diras Keva, a fixed dwelling, Kevan Dani Holam Beruach Mitzuya de Yam, and since it's not able to withstand the normal wind sea, lo klumi, this is an invalid sukkah. Rabbi Akiva Savar Sukkah Diras Arai Binan. Rabbi Akiva says, no, the sukkah is just a temporary structure, and therefore, Kevan Dani Holam Beruach Mitzuya de Abasha, Chair. And since it's able to withstand the normal land wind, then it's going to be kosher. Fine. Next, O'al Gabe Gamal, the Mishnah said that if you make a sukkah on the back of a gamal, so he said that it's going to be kosher, but you can't go on it on yantif. So masnisin money. So who says this? Rabbi Meir, this seems to be the shita of Rabbi Meir. Tani, how do we know this? Because it says in a brisa, Rabbi Meir says, Ha'usas ukas o'al gabe behim, that if someone makes a sukkah on the back of an animal, Rabbi Meir machshir, Rabbi Meir says it's going to be a kosher sukkah. Rabbi Yehuda posa, Rabbi Yehuda says it's going to be pasul. My time is Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say that it's going to be pasul? Amar krabi, because the pasuk says, Chagas ukos tasel chashavas yamim. Because the pasuk says that the sukkahs you have to make for yourself for 7 days. Sukkah haru'i l'shiva shma sukkah. So what we learn from here is that a sukkah that's fit for use all 7 days is going to be considered a sukkah. Rashi points out, and since this is an animal where you're not allowed to go on Shabbos or on the first days of Yontif, so therefore it's not going to be a valid sukkah. Sukkah she'ain haru'i l'shiva lo shma sukkah, but a sukkah that is not valid for all 7 days, then that is not going to be a good sukkah, Rabbi Meir. So how does Rabbi Meir respond to that? How does he allow one to build a sukkah on the animal's back? Hanami midiraisa mechzam chazia. What we see from here, these are all gzeros midirabbanan that you're not allowed to go because we're afraid that you're going to go and pluck from the tree, and that's the whole thing. But midiraisa, it's going to be kasher. Rabbanan who digas rabbanan. It was the rabbanan that said it's going to be okay. So really, midiraisa is kasher for all 7 days. So therefore, it fits the qualifications of the pasuk, and therefore, it really would be a kasher sukkah. This turns into a much more fundamental machlokas that can the rabbanan come, or can an Isra Midra Rabbanan come and ruin a Din Deoraisa? So again, bigger discussion, not for us right now. Good. Now the Gemara quotes a Braisa, which brings a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda about the use of an animal as some sort of wall. So asal behema dofen la sukkah. If someone used an animal as a wall for the sukkah, Rabbi Meir posts, Rabbi Meir says that that's going to be possible. Rabbi Yehuda machshir. Rabbi Yehuda says it's going to be good. Shai Rabbi Meir omer, because Rabbi Meir used to say kol davar sheish bo ruach haim, anything that is alive, in osinos a lo dol dofen al sukkah, we can't use it for a wall of a sukkah, v'lo lechi l'mabui, or as a lechi for a mabui, v'lo pasin l'biros, or as boards to enclose a well. So we discussed this earlier in the Masechta, that back in the day, it used to be that the wells were in the public, and the well was a Rishas HaYachin, it was right around Rishas HaRam, so if someone were to go get water from a well on Shabbos, it would be an Isra Midoraisa. So we made this kind of contraption to go and make the surrounding area a Rishas HaYachin as well. V'lo gola l'kever, and you can't use animal as this cover for a tomb. Mishum Rabbi Yosi Aglili Amru Afin Kosvin Ale Alav Gite Nashim. You also can't write a get on a living thing. My time is Rabbi Meir. What's the reason for Rabbi Meir who says that all this is going to be possible? So Amar Abaye Amar Shema Tamos. Abaye says that the concern is that the animal might die. It's going to collapse to the ground on Yom Tif, and therefore the sukkah is not going to have one of the walls the proper height, and it's going to become an issue. Rabbi Zera Amar. Rabbi Zera says, no, it's a different issue. Shema Tivrach. The reason why Rabbi Meir is concerned with using an animal for a wall is because it might come to run away. So comes the Gemara and says, Bepil Kusher. So in the case where we have, let's say, a tied-up elephant, I'm not sure what you use to tie it, but let's say we have an elephant which is huge. Kuyama Lopwigi, both Abai and Rabbi Zera agree that the sukkah is going to be fine. Di Nami Mayas, because if it were to die and collapse, Yesh bin Avela so Asara, because it's still going to be tall enough, it's still 10 tefachim high, since this is a massive animal. And it's also not going to run away because it's tied up. Keep Pligi, so when do they argue? Bepil Sheino Kusher, with an elephant that's not tied up. Laman Damar Shema Tamas, according to the one who says that we're afraid it's going to die, lo chashina, so we're not afraid of that because even if it does die, it's going to fall and it's still going to be high enough. But leman damar gzeira shema tivrach, but according to one who says that it's going to run away, chashina, and we are worried because it, since it's not tied, it's just going to walk away and then it's going to ruin our sukkah. So ask the gemara, leman damar gzeira shema tamas necho shema tivrach. So you're telling me the one who says he's only afraid that it's going to die is not afraid that it's going to run away? How could you not be afraid it's going to run away? Ella rather says the gemara, bepil sheino kasher. Rather, we're talking about a case of an elephant that's not tied. Kuyama lo pligi. Everyone agrees that this is not going to be good because it could run away. Keep pligi. So when do they argue? We're talking about a normal-sized animal that is tied up. According to the one who says that we're afraid it's going to die, chayshinan. So we are concerned for this because if it dies and collapses, it's not going to be tall enough to be a wall for a sukkah. But according to one who says we're afraid it's going to run away, lo chayshinan, because it's tied up, so there's no concern that it's going to run away and cause an issue and not be a wall for our sukkah. So we ask the Gemara again. So according to one who's worried, Rabbi Zera is worried that it's going to run away. He's not worried that it's going to die. And the Gemara, no, you're right. He's actually not worried about that because misa. We don't have to worry that the animal is going to die every single second. That's not a valid concern to have at all times. The fact that it's going to run away, that's pretty valid, but that it's going to die, that doesn't seem to be a valid concern. But there are empty spaces between its legs, and that should be enough to disqualify. Rather, answers the Gemara, no, we're talking about a situation where someone made the animal fit to serve as a wall, you filled in the gaps with branches and other stuff, so that way there's no holes. Vidil marava, but maybe the animal's going to crouch down, and therefore it's going to be lower than the 10 tefach height. So answer the Gemara, no, de mesicha ba'ashle mila'el. No, we're talking about a situation where the animal's being held up with cords from above, meaning you're holding, like, with strings the animal from above, and therefore it can't crouch down. Answer the Gemara, l'man damar gzereshem atamos nami. But then, even according to the one who says, that Rabbi Meir says that we're going to disqualify a live animal as being a wall because we're afraid it's going to die and collapse. Ha misicha ba'ashle mila'el, but they're being held up from cords. So what's this concern? The whole thing is that we were concerned that it's going to die and fall over, and then it's not going to be the requisite 10 tefachim. But if it's being held up by strings anyway, it's going to be totally fine. So answer Gemara, no, because zimnin demokim. Because there are times that one stands the animal so that its top reaches to less than 3 tefachim from the schach, and we're going to apply lavud. The kevan demaisit kavtza, and once it dies, even if it shrinks just a tiny, tiny bit, it's still being held up by the sticks, but it shrinks just a tiny, tiny bit, it's no longer within 3 tefachim, and you're not even going to recognize it, and then it's going to be no lavud, and then it's going to be an issue, and that's why we have this concern. So a lot here. This is Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.